everyone. I'm Steve, and I'm here with my friend Clyde. And we thought we'd just take a minute to talk about the reason that we're doing this podcast, The Freedom Journey. And we just want to emphasize that it's freedom from religion, not freedom from our bad habits, our freedom from sins, or all those kind of things, but just freedom from the religion, from the bondage of religion, and how many of us who grew up in very religious backgrounds with lots of rules and lots of things that we were taught that we needed to make sure we make it to heaven. And so we want to talk about that, empower others, share our journey. And, we'd love any comments you might have, and we'll try to respond to those. So, Clyde, why don't you talk a little bit what you see us doing here with this podcast?
Yeah, well, Steve, I first and foremost want to thank you for your involvement in this. You've been involved in so many videos and recording projects lately that have been a great encouragement to you. And I know you're encouraging me to do these kind of things, and you're doing them with me. and we're always talking about our freedom, you know, and the freedom that we have from religion and the bondage that our background created. And so this is just an opportunity to discuss, you and I, to discuss our journey of freedom, and our listeners undoubtedly share this journey with us, coming from religion and heading toward freedom, you know, and it is a journey. We're heading toward freedom, and what a wonderful, you know, thing that is. And it's the freedom of grace and the freedom of love and the freedom of acceptance and being able to be who we are, which is who God made us. We're exactly who God made us. So, freedom there is in that. And you know, truth liberates, yes, but error enslaves. And we sure, you and I, you know, both came from a lot of error, and it showed up in our lives in different ways. And you and I have those discussions together. And so we're just able to, you know, share those with other people as well. And, you know, it's Jesus Christ said in John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's what we're talking about. And in every one of these freedom factors that we're going to be discussing in this series are all going to be based on some truth, or some truths that we know that's freed us and changed everything. Paul talks about growing in the realization of God. And as we grow in realization of God, we get liberated from error into freedom. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's, you know, four verses later, Jesus said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. There's a lot of false freedom out there, you know, and it's man-made freedom. It appears to be freedom, and it's really not. It's just another form of bondage. Exactly. But Christ and his truth brings us absolute freedom, and it's progressive, right, even in Christ's ministry. Christ, when he his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, that earthly teaching ministry of Jesus Christ wasn't the end of his teaching, and it wasn't the end of his progressive teaching about the Father and revelation. When he got to the right hand of the Father, revealed himself to a new apostle, Paul, an apostle of grace, mm-hmm, and apostle of completeness in Christ. And Christ Jesus continued to teach and reveal greater truths of freedom and grace. And these are the things that you and I are going to be discussing. And more than anything else is freedom from religion. Interestingly, our word religion comes from the Latin, and it means to bind up. Does that say it all? What is your religious past, or what is your religion? You know, we're saying, what is your binding up? What's the past? What were you bound up in the past? You know, and God, there's only ever been one binding up that God authorized as religion, and it was Judaism, and it was the Mosaic Law, and Christ has done away with that. And now there is no other. And so, and we're all victims of religion. God decreed, because it's the contrast of being bound and free. It's all good. All my religious past and bondage is good, because now I know what freedom is, and I'm outside of all that. You know, but we're free. We're free from institutions and systems and creeds and philosophies, and we're free from men and their manipulation and control and their opinions. You know, we're free from their judgment. It's just a glorious place to be. We're free from guilt and shame, and we're also free. Okay. This will be interesting, and maybe, unless you have some things to add, we'll end on this note. But we're also free from the majority of Scripture. And that sounds odd, okay? But there's a progressive revelation going on in Scripture. And the God that appears to be being revealed in the Old Testament is that revelation's progressive, and what he's teaching and what he's manifesting is progressive. And the more and more we go on that journey, both historically through the Scriptures, dispensationally through the Scriptures, but in our own lives, in this growth and the realization of God, we begin to see that the advances of revelations given to us that climax with Paul in the pinnacle of revelation in Ephesians and Colossians, that summit of truth that he reveals there, sets aside and or adjusts all previous revelations. And you want to talk about freedom. You want to talk about, you know, the Bible would certainly, the Scriptures would certainly appear to contradict themselves all the time. There are so many conflicting statements in the Scripture, but when we realize who they were written to, who spoke them, what the context was, what the timing was, where in God's story these things are revealed, it brings tremendous liberation, tremendous truth. It in one of Paul's very earliest epistles, before he even gets to all the excelling truths that he taught, he said in Galatians 5:1, reading from the Concordance, "For freedom, Christ frees us!" Exclamation point. Christ freed us for freedom. "Stand firm then, and be not again enthralled in the yoke of slavery." Isn't that beautiful? Oh my gosh, that is just tremendous. So to finish this thought, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I'd like to read a little section here so that we can be reminded how this progression in truth sets aside former truths of Scripture. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, speaking about the process of divine revelation and the unfolding, and it reaching a climax. He says in 1 Corinthians 13 in verse 9, and I'm reading again out of the Concordant Version. For out of an installment are we knowing. We know God and the truths of God out of an installment. It's the installment plan. So the first installment is not the whole deal. You know, and just like you might pay for something on installment, and there's a lot of payments. Well, Revelation comes in installments. For out of an installment are we knowing, and out of an installment are we prophesying. Now, whenever maturity may be coming, that which is out of an installment will be discarded. Discarded. Wow. We're going to discard some knowledge. We're going to discard some prophecies. We're going to discard some information when the perfection comes, when the maturity comes. And he says, when I was a minor, I spoke as a minor. I was disposed as a minor, and I took account of things as a minor. Yet when I have become a man, I have discarded, he uses the word again, I have discarded that which is the minors, the children, minor. For at present, we're observing by means of a mirror, and in an enigma, yet then face to face. At present, I know out of an installment, yet then I shall realize, understand according as I am recognized also. Paul is looking forward to this time when Revelation's complete, not the book of Revelation, but the process, when it's complete and adulthood position, sonship is reached, full sonship is reached, and the pinnacle of Revelation is complete, and that which was an installment is discarded. And that happened with the writing of Ephesians and Colossians. Paul said in Colossians that it was given to him to complete the Word of God, to finish, to fulfill full, not prophecy, but to fill it up to the brim. And you want to talk about freedom and liberty. You want to talk about being an adult son of God and not involved in the things of minors. It's the realization of Paul's glorious ministry. And when he gets there, by the way, Colossians 2:16, when he gets there, he says, Colossians 2:16, let no one be judging you. And then he begins to even retrace Israel's things, and that we're not under judgment from any of those. Man. So we're not to let anyone be judging us. No preacher, no brother, no system, no church, least of all ourselves. And we're our greatest judge, aren't we? Of condemnation. Yeah. So this is our podcast. It's just going to be as you and I think of things that are liberating, then we'll share them with our brothers and our
friends. I want to add, this is the freedom journey. So we're all on this journey, and we're all at the point where we are adult sons, even though we don't understand a lot of this stuff. We're learning as we go. And so it's okay to be you, to be where you're at. Like you said, you know, don't allow our journey to be judged. Because we're going to find out we're wrong about things. I know I have, you know, and so you learn and you discard what you, yeah, and you keep going, and it's your journey. God has designed that journey for you. and he's put you on that journey. And so I know I needed to learn to be okay with that journey.
Yeah.
Understand that God has me right where he wants me. And there's a lot of freedom in that. I don't have to understand everything. I don't have to know everything. If I want to understand something, I'll call you. But
anyhow. And it's okay if we don't know. We say, hey, I don't know.
If God wanted to know, he'd tell us. So, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for watching. We just wanted to give you a little introduction. And so we'll see you the next time.